Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, February 5th. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 38 degrees. The humidity is 97%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.19. The dew point is 37 degrees, and the current visibility is 1 3/4 mile. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. An Independence man faces charges of attempted murder. Julio Flores has more.
The Montgomery County Attorney's Office has filed charges of attempted first-degree murder against 46-year-old Jesse Lewis. The charges stem from an incident where Lewis is alleged to have tried to kill Mary Lou Vanister by stabbing her. Lewis also faces additional charges of fleeing or attempting to elude law enforcement in the commission of a felony. Lewis is currently being held in the Montgomery County Jail. His next court date is February 13th. I'm Julio Flores.
Honeywell plans to invest $84 million to expand its aerospace manufacturing facility in Olathe. Company leaders say that would bring over 150 new jobs. The facility produces avionics, safety and flight control systems, radio frequency systems, radar altimeters, and weather radar. Governor Laura Kelly said the project would add $47 million to the gross domestic product and pay over $18 million in taxes in the first 6 years. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The hardest working tractor is always the easiest to work with. Prairie Land Partners offers over 200 hard working attachments to accompany your John Deere compact utility tractor. From pallet forks, backhoes, box blades, rotary mowers and tillers to rear blades, they have the attachments to tackle the jobs that you and your property demand. Stop by any Prairie Land Partners location or visit them online to learn more.
Delivering the right solution.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas legislators introduced a new bill to retroactively remove the statute of limitations on civil litigation for child sexual abuse. And this new bill, introduced by Carolyn McGinn in the Senate and Bob Lewis in the House, would make civil litigation for child sexual abuse retroactive to 1984, which is as far back as it can go due to the statute of repose. A similar bill, House Bill 2127, was introduced and passed in 2023, and that bill allowed for any abuse after July 1, 2023, to not be subjected to a statute of limitations, meaning perpetrators could be prosecuted indefinitely. And it also extended the civil statute of limitations from age 21 to 31 for survivors to file a civil lawsuit against their perpetrator. Survivors plan to appear at the State House every week during this year's session with the table set up at the public entryway. And the goal is to educate legislators and the public about how survivors process their trauma. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced $10 million is available to enhance broadband infrastructure statewide through the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program. And grants funded through this program are designed to offset the capital expenses needed to deploy in unserved areas. In its fourth year through the Bipartisan Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, or EIC, the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program aims to provide high-quality, reliable broadband access throughout the state, prioritizing unserved areas, economically distressed communities, and areas of compelling need. During the first 3 years of the program, high-speed internet has been delivered to 8,000 homes and businesses in 25 counties, and the cumulative $15 million generated another $17.5 million in matching funds. The Broadband Acceleration Grant Program is action-oriented to connect all Kansans, and through this ongoing infrastructure investment, Kansas aspires to be a top 10 state for broadband, improving the lives of Kansans and fostering economic growth for all. The application period started on January 29th and will run to March 11th. Just after 4 p.m. on Wednesday, sheriff's deputies received a call of a theft that occurred on U.S. 281 highway, somewhere south of the city of Great Bend, according to Sheriff Brian Bielender. The victim was flagged down by a motorist who claimed to need assistance getting to New York, and the motorist claimed that he was broke and needed money for the trip. The motorist conned the victim into purchasing fake jewelry to fund his travels, and the victim found out the jewelry was fake after the transaction. The two suspects appeared to be Middle Eastern descent, and one of them was wearing a blue sport coat. They were seen driving a late model white Chevrolet Traverse with a Texas license TVF-8226, and also an additional possible license is Texas SPN-9592, also on a white Chevrolet Traverse. Several similar incidents have occurred in nearby counties in Kansas with the same descriptions, and the public is cautioned to not interact with those people if encountered and to call 911 immediately to report. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Toland announced $500,000 will be available under the Emergency Response Historic Economic Asset Lifeline or Emergency HEAL program to bring rural downtown buildings back from likely demolition or collapse and rehabilitate them into productive commercial use. Emergency HEAL was created to provide a resource to address sudden and urgent needs of communities when disaster strikes. And buildings that are at risk of imminent loss that are causing damage to surrounding downtown buildings and or have significant damage due to a disaster event are eligible projects for Emergency HEAL. The grant will be open annually with a maximum of $100,000 award per community. Communities are allowed to use the funding to help save more than one building if needed, and matching funds are required. Submitted projects must show that recent damage has caused an urgent need for immediate repair or the building could be lost. And in addition, the community has 1 year to repair the building and identify a tenant. Once stabilized, Emergency HEAL grants help bring downtown buildings back into productive use as spaces for businesses, existing or new, housing, arts and culture, child care, and entrepreneurship or innovation. The application period will open on February 9th and close June 1st or until the funding is exhausted, and a new round will open July 1st, 2024 and close June 1st, 2025. For more information about Emergency HEAL, the online application, you can click kansascommerce.gov. In Nebraska news, a man who killed a fellow inmate during a 2017 riot at the Tecumseh prison will spend the rest of his life behind bars. Eric Ramos, 33, was sentenced to life in prison on Friday for first-degree murder, according to the court records, and he was also sentenced on several other charges, including use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony. In 2017, 31-year-old Michael Galindo was found dead in a cell after a riot at the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution. A group of inmates, including Ramos, attacked Galindo during the commotion, and the assault was caught on security cameras. Another inmate, Damon Fitzgerald, was also found dead after the riot. However, no charges were filed in his death. A jury in Saline County found Ramos guilty on December 12th. According to Lincoln police, a man smashed a Lincoln Deli's front door in a burglary early Friday morning. At around 5:20 a.m., officers were sent to European Grocery Store in Deli near 27th and Superior Streets on a report of a burglary. And witnesses reported they saw a man, later identified as 20-year-old Ding Mingelkamp, jump through the deli's glass front door. Officers later found Mingelkamp, who matched the description given by the witnesses, near Bell Ridge Drive and Superior Streets, and he was arrested on suspicion of burglary. Police said Mingelkamp used a brick to smash the front glass door, and it caused an estimated $500 in damage. An Iowa man was arrested Friday after a high-speed chase in Omaha, according to the Nebraska State Patrol. Around 1:40 a.m., a trooper tried pulling over a speeding Dodge Durango on Interstate 80 near 60th Street, and the driver, 51-year-old William Ganshorn, refused to stop and sped off. Ganshorn exited I-80, crossed a median, lost a tire, and got back onto I-80, and troopers continued pursuing Ganshorn as he got onto Interstate 480. The patrol said Ganshorn was heading towards Iowa when he hit a patch of ice. He lost control of the vehicle and crashed into a concrete barrier. Ganshorn was taken to a hospital in Omaha with injuries that were not life-threatening. He was cited on suspicion of flight to avoid arrest, willful reckless driving, fictitious license plates, and numerous other traffic violations. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The registrar's office at Colby Community College announced the names of students who are earning a place on the president's and vice president's honor rolls for the fall 2023 semester. Those listed completed at least 12 credit hours with no failing grades. The president's honor roll includes 105 individuals who earned a 4.0 grade point average, and 58 students on the vice president's honor roll had grade point averages between 3.75 and 3.99. Locally, students who have a place on the president's honor roll includes from Hill City, Rayleigh Shalito, from Hoxie, Jaden Finner, from Lenora, Denise Haynes, Arthur Turley, and Nathaniel Hamill, from Norton, Faith Davenport, Robert Manning, Gwyneth Quintana, and Ava Wooster. Students who earned a place on the vice president's honor roll includes from Hoxie, Caitlin Hebbard and Julie Schindler, from Norton, Hunter Kraft, Lillian Hoft, Amber Peterson, and Nathaniel Stark, and from Phillipsburg, Isabella Keys. Norton County Community Foundation is excited to announce a new art exhibit at the Gloria A. Nelson Cultural Arts Center in the Heaton Building. Julie Leggert's exhibition, titled Time Well Spent, is on view now until March 1st. Julia grew up in Norton, Kansas, and received her BFA in painting from Fort Hays State University in 2017. In 2021, she received her MFA from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and after receiving her MFA, Julie held a year-long residency at the Lux Center for the Arts, where she found joy in sharing art with the community. Julia currently works and lives in Lincoln, where she serves as gallery director, lecturer at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Julia explores personal and universal topics through detailed paintings that typically operate at a one-to-one scale. And these images of flesh, pills, and other objects follow her routines, thoughts, and worries, but are meant to be widely relatable. She said she hopes to bring awareness to social, political, and feminine themes while drawing the viewer in and inciting interest in her ever-changing visual aspects of everyday life. Her work has been displayed across the Midwest, including at solo shows at Kitchell Fine Art in Lincoln, Nebraska, Lux Center for the Arts in Lincoln, Nebraska, and the Osborne Family Gallery in Omaha, Nebraska. Julia's work can be viewed in the Heaton Building at 112 South Kansas Avenue in Norton until March 1st. And for more information, you can contact the Norton County Community Foundation office at 785-874-5106. Email foundation at nortoncf.org, or you can visit their office at 112 South Kansas Avenue, Suite 203 in the Heaton Building. And there is never an admission fee. Results for the Panther Classic Wrestling Tournament that took place on February 2nd and 3rd includes for the boys' team scores, Hoxie placed first with 166 points, Great Bend High School placed second with 136 points, Phillipsburg placed third with 130 points, and Norton placed fourth with 121 points. For the girls' team scores, Great Bend High School placed first with 147 points, Joaquini Trigo Community placed second with 107 points, Norton placed third with 98 points, and Rossville placed fourth with 82 points. Norton's head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman reported that this past weekend they attended the annual Panther Classic in Phillipsburg, Kansas, with the girls wrestling on Friday and the boys wrestling on Saturday, and both tournaments were very competitive. Coach said the girls' team brought home some hardware, finishing third as a team and crowning three champions, Dally Braun, Kenya Goss, and Cadence Greason. Dally Braun fought hard to win in sudden victory in the semis and then won by fall in the finals, and this earned her the Wrestler of the Week on the girls' side. And Evie Vance also brought home some hardware, winning third place. Coach said the boys fell just short of bringing home hardware, finishing fourth as a team, and they crowned three champions and one champion on the junior varsity side. Corbin Puga, Caleb Kieswetter, and Brennan Fondenstill were all crowned champions on the varsity side, and Stratton McKenna was crowned champion on the junior varsity side. Brennan Fonensteel pinned his way through the tournament that was loaded with state-ranked opponents, earning him the Boys Wrestler of the Week. And Aston Katz, Logan Willauer, and Colton Stover also brought home some hardware, finishing fourth. The Blue Jays did not field full teams on either side this weekend due to illness and injuries, but are hoping to be healthy, as they will be at home on Thursday for senior night against Goodland. The junior varsity boys will be at Colby on Friday for the Bill Voss tournament, and the girls have regionals this week at Scott City on Saturday. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have baked ham, scalloped potatoes, baby carrots, pineapple chunks, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken drummies, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be shaved ham, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there will be areas of fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with the high near 53, with a calm wind becoming south around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, some patchy fog after 4 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 33 and a south wind around 5 miles per hour. On Tuesday, some patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 59. And on Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 45 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour Tuesday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be partly sunny with a high near 63 and windy with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 59. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 53. On Saturday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 47. And on Sunday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow showers, should be partly sunny with a high near 43. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 38 degrees. The humidity is 97%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.19. The dew point is 37 degrees. And the current visibility is 1 3/4 mile. Your weather has been brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167. For all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
This February, get a sweetheart of a deal on an auto loan at United Northwest Federal Credit Union with 5.25% APR on a 2018 or newer vehicle loan. Qualifying members may enroll in any of our loan add-on products and lower that APR even more. Purchase money loans only and other terms and conditions may apply. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Contact one of our friendly loan officers for more information. This deal is only valid February 1st through February 28th, so hurry in. UNW FCU is an equal housing lender and federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs arrived in Las Vegas last night ahead of Super Bowl 58 on Sunday. This season has been an interesting one for tight end Travis Kelce, whether it's the injury to start the season, the team's losses that piled up, but he grinded right through it all, and during Friday's media availability, Kelce looked back on it.
I mean, every single year is different, and I'm not going to lie, there have been years where I've kind of battled through some things that, frankly, were a little bit more serious and a little bit more frustrating than what I had to go through this year. But this year, I think the fact that we weren't winning kind of piled up on how I was feeling physically. And you can just catch yourself in a, I don't know, just like a darker room, I guess, if that makes sense. And being able to find some ways to win, kind of rally with the group, find a way to win the division still, find a way to get into the playoffs and get to where we are today, man, it just makes it that much more fun. Every year has its own challenges, man, and everybody's dealing with something, man, I promise you.
The game is set for Sunday at 5:30 p.m. on CBS. The Chiefs are currently 2.5-point underdogs. KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic would like to remind you that you have the power to protect yourself from heart disease. Making preventative appointments with your primary care provider is the best step in keeping your heart health in check. Small, heart-healthy actions like adding more movement to your day or choosing healthy foods can have a big impact on protecting your heart as well. Start today. Your heart will thank you tomorrow.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Be caller number 3 for your chance to win a Super Bowl party for 10. Call now.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
than she was. Natalie Cole, her debut single and her first top 10 hit, This Will Be an Everlasting Love. Hey, it's Jay Coffey. So it looks like District Attorney Jack McCoy is out. Yep, Sam Waterston's going to be exiting Law and Order after more than 400 episodes. Now, his last episode will air on Thursday, February the 22nd. And Tony Goldwyn, best known for his role as Fitz in ABC Scandal, has been cast as the new district attorney.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit, together we grow.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill at the Mercantile. Live cattle February up 15 cents at 179.90. April up 12 at 183.30. June up 7 at 181.20. Feeder cattle March up 40 at 245.27. April up 32 at 250.85. May up 37 at 256.07. The lean hogs February up 20 cents at 76 even. April up 30 at 84.05. And May up 30 cents at 88.57. Over at the Board of Trade, March corn up a quarter of a penny for 47.5, May unchanged 458 and a quarter. The rest of the complex is trading lower, including December down 0.75 at 478 and a quarter. Soybeans for March down 1.5 at 1201 3/4. May down 1 3/4 at 1212 a bushel. And November down 1 3/4 at 1183 3/4. Crush numbers released yesterday afternoon by USDA for both corn and soybeans. A record 481.7 million bushels of corn used for ethanol production during December. That was a five-year high for the month and a five-year increase from November's corn draw. As for the soybeans, 204.3 million bushels crushed in December. That was a new all-time high, but the trade was expecting even higher, ranging 206 to 207 million bushels. The wheat complex continuing to trade higher on news of lower-than-expected European wheat production. Kansas City March up 11.5 at 632 and a quarter. May up 11.25 at 631. July up 8 at 622 and a quarter. Chicago wheat March up 7 3/4 at 609 and a quarter. May up 7 at 616 and a half. July up 5.5 at 619 and a quarter. On Wall Street, markets reacting to the higher-than-expected job creation numbers. 353,000 jobs created in the past month. Dow Industrials down 144 points at 38,375. NASDAQ and S&P both higher. Crude oil down $1.16 a barrel, and the dollar index up 71 cents. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
106.7.